Thousands of women from across the U.S. are expected to march on Washington, D.C. the day after President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration. An international Buddhist monk, Venerable Panawati Bhikkhuni, is among those women from Western North Carolina who will make the trek to D.C. She runs the Buddhist residential retreat Heartwood Refuge in Hendersonville. The bus Bhikkhuni's booked for the trip is half full already, but she expects a full house by this time next week.
We're bearing witness to the gathering of women who have the courage to stand behind their convictions. And we don't see this as political. This is just about human rights and basic dignities. We're going to bear witness to all of these women and the lovers of women, those who love their mothers, their daughters, their wives, their sisters, you know, coming to say women are important to us. Women are equal to men in this world, and we are deserving of respect.
But it's not just women who will be getting on the bus with Bhikkhuni. Malcolm Phipps, who works as a chef in Hendersonville, will also be joining.
I was raised by a single mom in the 50s when it wasn't quite as popular to be a single mom. Strong, independent woman. I saw what she went through trying to be a strong woman in the world at that time. And I see a lot of progress in the last 50 years. Not near enough, but this is 2017. I'm not going up there to make a political statement against a new president. I hope he does the right things. I hope he makes the right decisions. And I'm very prayerful about those types of decisions and who this president is going to be. But I'm also concerned based on things that he has said in the past and the type of person that he has represented himself to be.
For Heartwood resident Darlena Amaker, the march on Washington is part of something bigger, something that she, Phipps, and Bhikkhuni experienced last month while attending the protests at Standing Rock, South Dakota.
I think it's all about rights and what's fair, looking at people equally. In this century, there still has been a lot of prejudice. I think women are still looked at with prejudice eyes. The indigenous people are still looked at with prejudice eyes. And I think this just sums it all up with this march.
Their experience at Standing Rock left the group with a zeal they now intend to take to the Capitol.
We're taking a little bit of that with us there because we know how to stand in a certain way. And the more people that come and learn how to stand in that way, the more progress I think we're going to make it. So I think the Standing Rock was the beginning.
But coming from a more conservative area like Henderson County, Bhikkhuni has certainly encountered her share of cynicism for taking such stands. But as she insists, it's not just political.
It's more about dignities and basic respect as opposed to a person's right. Right has a fist with it, you know, but acknowledging and respecting and affording dignity. It's something soft and it's gentle and yet it's so powerful. And if I just stand for that, then that's my purpose for going.
Bhikkhuni says at first it proved difficult to charter a bus for such an event because some companies in the mountains weren't supportive of it. And at least 5 others were already booked by fellow groups of marchers. And at 50 passengers per bus, that puts the number of marchgoers from the region into the hundreds by this mode of transport alone. But the National Mall won't be the only location upon which countless women are set to converge. It's estimated that smaller marches will be held in another 30 cities across the U.S., including Asheville. For WCQS News, I'm Davin Eldridge.